NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Wisconsin Democratic primary seems to be sputtering because Democrats have decided issues are not what they care about. Electability is.
Well, that's certainly what we're seeing in exit poll after exit poll in the states where we've been conducting them. Last week in Virginia and Tennessee, more than a third of the voters said they cared more about beating George Bush than agreeing with the Democratic candidate on the issues. And those voters voted for John Kerry by a 3-1 margin. So that is clearly where they're coming down and where they're likely to come down in Wisconsin tomorrow if pre-election polls there are to be believed.
Well, you have polls showing Kerry beating President Bush in a national election matchup. That would certainly contribute to the argument that he's electable.
It would indeed, although we've seen all year basically a generic Democratic candidate either beating or tying the president, and Kerry somewhat fills that bill right now because the American people really don't know him very well. But it's also true that Bush's job approval rating is down in all of the polls that have been taken recently. One that came out on Friday from ABC News and the Washington Post had him at the lowest job approval rating of this presidency. But again, pre-election polls have been notoriously wrong at this stage of a campaign. You remember Michael Dukakis up by 18 points after the Democratic convention in 1988. Ross Perot winning in June of 1992. You remember him? And the exit polls are showing some real vulnerabilities for John Kerry. Not doing as well among the independents who are allowed to vote, having a certain amount of trouble in the South with white voters. Also, the exit polls are showing that, that, as we know, that the Democratic primary voter is not terribly representative of the general election voters. In Virginia, for instance, 47% identified themselves as liberal. I think it's probably fair to say that in Virginia's population as a whole, that number would drop to about 15%.
You aren't saying President Bush is a safe bet for re-election.
No, I'm certainly not saying that, and he would not be out at the Daytona 500 if he were a safe bet for re-election, and getting very negative stuff out on his website against John Kerry and having his political operatives go saying negative things about John Kerry. The president's clearly got a very tough re-election campaign coming up, and the ABC poll certainly underlines that. The number of Americans who view him as honest and trustworthy is now 52%. It was 70% before the Iraq War. And I think much more telling, 57% don't think that the president understands the problems of ordinary Americans. Now, this is a tremendous vulnerability for Republicans in general. It was a big vulnerability for President Bush's father. And it was the great advantage of President Clinton. Even when he was in his worst situation with the voters, they always felt that he was empathetic. And it got him through a lot of rough patches. If the president has lost that sense of empathy, he's got a real problem here. And Bobby's got a tremendous problem among women. For a while, he had erased the traditional gender gap of that Republicans suffer among women. In this last poll, women said they preferred Kerry over Bush by a 17-point margin.
The issue of gay marriage has been particularly noteworthy. What impact do you think that's likely to have on the election?
Probably not much. What happens in issues like that, or an issue like abortion, there's tremendous intensity. People who care about it care very deeply about it. They tend to cancel each other out because they care deeply on both sides. And it tends to be very low on the list of issues that people do care about. But it sometimes gives you a sense of who the candidate is, and voters start looking at a candidate in a different way depending on how they speak on issues like that.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.